تقريبا اترى ده كلي ساجون working in Maban hospital and actually helping the people of Maban as well as the refugees.
Yes, and recently you just won an award by the UNHCR. Can you just briefly give us just very brief about that as well?
The award I won was actually the kind of a recognition for our work in the hospital, not only in Maban hospital, but it's also because we started the work in Kurmuk, where people were actually displaced and there was no way for them to go anywhere. It was just an isolated area, which was by that time the Operation Lifeline Sudan, which was a UN agency, was not allowed to go and work in the area.
We want to hear more about your work. Now, what is your work like on a day-to-day? When does your day start and when does it end?
Normally my day starts in the morning. We do the rounds. Both medical patients and surgical patients, we have to see them and also check their situations, allow those ones who are actually put NPO, that is nothing by mouth, we also allow them to at least to eat or to take fluid. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we go according to the day itself. We have divided the days in the hospital into two groups. Monday and Friday are the days we see the referrals from other facilities in the camps. And then we have Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. These are our surgical days. So it depends now on which day it is. Mm-hmm. If it is on the operation day, so we, after finishing the rounds, I go to the theater and then start the operation. That operations, a number of, normally we take 3 to 4 cases in a day. That is major surgeries. That one will take me up to 6. Mm-hmm. Then after that, go to the base and then waiting for the emergencies. If there is any emergency during the night, then we have to continue. That is the thing. If it is the day for referrals, that is from the other facilities, then we go to the referral and it's from the clinic, outpatient. So then we started now actually seeing the patients. Mm-hmm. In that day. Also, it goes the same thing. Around 6-7, we should be actually done. Nowadays it becomes really an issue because the number of referrals has increased.
Yes, and one of the reasons you won the award is because you are this one surgeon and serving in a very, very big population and number of patients coming in there. Now you're telling us that the more increase of people coming to the hospital, what could have attributed to this increase?
Recently, the people who used not to come before the peace which was signed recently, they were like isolated and they were fearing to come to the area. Now with the announcement of peace, they started now coming. People from Longuchuk, people from all those areas along, so they are now coming to the hospital. And we have no way. We can't send the patient back. But now it affects the resources, both humanitarian, human resources, and as well as the drugs and medical supplies. Mm-hmm. So we can't cope up with that.
Yes, and you can't cope up with that. What do you do now? What is the coping mechanism? What are you doing in order to help these people?
The coping mechanism, we need, of course, we need the human resource as well as the medicine and medical supplies that we need for us to cope up. Otherwise, it's not going to be. For instance, if we were planning for about 50,000
people to serve,
people, and now we increase that by 1,000, you can't fit that plan into this increased number.
Mm-hmm. You have been there for, let's say, 10 years or over 10 years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been there for almost 20 years. Of course, added to the. We came together with the refugees from Blue Nile. Mm-hmm. So I was there since 1997.
Since 1997. That's almost 21 years.
Yes.
What kept you going, doctor? What kept you going every morning, waking up and saying, you know what, I have to serve these people in the camp? You could have worked anywhere comfortable, but you're there in the refugee camp. What is that one thing that kept you going?
I think that we have developed that relations with the people there. It becomes a bit difficult for me to move out when I know their problems, when I know how much they really suffer. So it will be very difficult for me, unless I did not see it from the very beginning. But it becomes a really, we have to continue until changes happen and then maybe then now this maybe then can one can relax. But otherwise, they completely depend on this facility, and this is a huge area. Not only the people from Blue Nile and Maban people, also we have people who are coming from the other areas, especially after the war of 2013. So most of these clinics or the hospitals which were in those areas were destroyed by war. So they are still coping up, they are still making the facilities are still being maintained. So they are not operating to their capacity, especially when you come to the surgical cases. So all the surgical cases from Reng, from Malut, all of them are coming to say. Now we started also receiving people from the camps in Kosti, the other side of Sudan, because you know they are expensive. They can't, especially when coming to the surgical cases, they cannot afford the payment on the other side in Sudan.
All right. Earlier you said there is an increase with the signing of the peace agreement. There's increase of people coming into the facility, and it's becoming very, very difficult for you as a hospital to handle these increasing numbers of people. What is your appeal now? What could you like to see done?
My appeal possibly is really simple, that we need to increase the number of personnel in the hospital. We need medicine, we need medical supplies. All this needs resources. We need the resources to increase those two items so that we can actually be able to give the services as it was.
Right. Doctor, thank you so much for talking to us. We really do appreciate your time. Any final remarks?
Thank you so much. My remark is, despite the fact that if we are talking of the negative part of what of the peace, the peace is the most important thing for us as South Sudanese. We need to embrace peace. Let the peace come actually from our hearts. We should not really be, it should not be a political thing, but it should be the willingness of each individual in South Sudan that we should embrace peace. And we have suffered enough.